Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, my sister, Chrissy Gonzalez. And we devoted this program that I think is fascinating because we talked. I have my as guests business people and doctors and CPAs, etc. But I thought it would be really interesting to have Chrissy as a person who's devoted so much time and effort and accomplished so much in the sporting world and what it requires both physically and mentally. And as part of this, Ironman is a big business. There are offshoots of that you've got involved with Iron Lady, I think, and you had TriClick, which is... So talk to us about some of the business aspects of Ironman and where has taken
Ironman, it's you know, when it's... Well, it has grown tremendously to the point where they've controlled all the businesses that... There were a lot of people that had a lot of opportunities and a lot of vendors that would bring a lot of merchandise to all the athletes. What has evolved is that it's such a huge business that Ironman has bought everybody out. There's no franchises anymore. And they've bought, like, for example, if there was a company that rented racing wheels for the race, well, now Ironman does it. And so forth. They've taken control of all the vendors. The little vendors are struggling because they're so powerful and they control the big events. I have a company called TriClick that I started with a friend back in Annapolis, and we designed, we have our logo it was very well accepted, and we designed jewelry for athletic events, and it has been really fun. We were sponsored for Iron Girl, that is part of Ironman, but it's only for Iron Girls, women that compete in either running races or short triathlons. And it attracts, it's really amazing how these races attract 700 to 900 first timers every year. They develop a lot of first timers because women feel comfortable of starting in a, because they know that they have mostly beginners and they're all women and it's very low key. And we were sponsors for that for 2 or 3 years. I became motivational speaker for them and I traveled the whole United States, giving motivational speeches to all the women at these events, and I loved it. I had a great time.
They ask you question after question.
They ask me questions, you know, interesting questions and questions that would worry women, you know, issues that are issues that we have, and so that's why women events are so good. And the you have one here, it's called the Diva. It's a half marathon that's held here in November. And I believe 3,000 women enter it. It's a great success because it's all women and women feel good when they run among women. And Iron Girl does a great job. We're no longer sponsors because we just couldn't grow at the same speed they wanted us to. And my business partner has her own business and her own work and little kids, and it was just time consuming. They grew to 14 events. So that would have me traveling 5 months of the year, almost like three times a month. And I enjoy my family. I like to be home with my husband and my grandkids. You know, I do this as a hobby. I train during the week, so I'm available on weekends for my family. I would have never done this when my kids were growing up. I would have, because it's just too much time. I started doing this when I was approaching empty nest. And I knew I had to fill my time with something. And I filled it up with training. I go out and I bike for 4 or 5 hours. I love it. And I swim, you know, and I have great friends in doing all this, but I'm home alone. So when Joe comes home, I'm happy. And it just fills my time. I think it's a good thing for me to do, living in Maryland where I hardly knew anybody. So now I know a lot of people.
if you did the business and stop the sports, but you're not going to stop the sports. That's your life.
Right.
You've always done extensive and intensive sports.
I would have had to stop. I could have competed in their events, which were a lot of fun. But it was not so much just competing in their events and having fun. It was that I had to travel and leave my family weekend after weekend for a period of five. The season so people understand the tri-season, triathlon season goes from basically May through September. So imagine all those months, you know, I was traveling 3 weekends a month, sometimes four, to be at the events, to set up my booth, to sell the merchandise, to then speak to the women. And then it worked great. It was a great package that I was offering because I was a housewife that had a fun business. I was there during the expo, and then they would see me compete, and I was lucky enough to do well. So I was a role model. So it worked great for the company, and it worked great for us. And I had a great time, but I was sacrificing my family time on weekends during the summer. And that's what held me back, because I loved doing it. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, I was sacrificing time with my family, which was of essence to me. So that's when you have to make choices.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
Something's got to give.
Yeah.
So where is Chrissy headed now? Where are you headed now? You had the business. You've put that on hold. You've done.
I've been very lucky because, I'm a happy person. I've had a great life. I've been blessed with a great family. You know, great parents. And I've been blessed. You know, I'm healthy. I wake up with a smile and I tackle every day, and I live every day like it's my last day. And I always say, and people laugh, but I do say that I will rest when I die. And so I will keep doing tons of things. But what's really good is that people know I get calls and emails like my brother Lorenzo would get from Porsche fanatics from all over the world. I get calls and emails from everybody from Puerto Rico and throughout the United States asking me questions. How do you do this and how do you do that? And everywhere I go, you know, I talk to people and I try to tell them what I've learned in my 5 years doing this, and that gives me so much pleasure. So I will continue doing that. I will concentrate on the half Ironman, which is 70.3. I think I can become, now that I know I can do the endurance, I think I want to be fast. So yeah, at 55, believe it or not. But if I can do my half Ironman around 1:50, 1 hour 50 minutes, after riding 56 miles, I think that's my goal. I want to be as close to 5 hours in a half Ironman as I can. I want to come back here and win San Juan year after year after year. and if I win San Juan,
you're 80.
Because you know, here coming to Puerto Rico and doing the Ironman here is just a blessing. You know, doing something that you love in the place that you love and you grew up is awesome. And then you qualify for Worlds, which are in Vegas now. They changed it from Clearwater to Vegas, and now it's a truly very challenging race. And I love it there because it's hot, it's hilly and humid, and it's my kind of race. And then what I do is Joe and I pick one half Ironman somewhere in the world that we would not visit unless I had a race. And we've done some very exciting races like that. So next year, we've picked Italy, so I'm going to do Italy, and so I will continue to do the shorter distances, and spread the word of health. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that people, it's never late to get into some kind of program, and even if you can't run, you can still swim and bike.
But I said you choose. For example, this year you chose Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, is that because of variety or what, you know?
I went to Burlington to do nationals.
This is Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont. It was a national championships of the Olympic distance, which I've stopped doing for 2 or 3 years because I just don't, like I said, I don't race that much. But nationals were always the weekend that I would take Carmen back to college. So for 4 years, I've only been doing this six years. So every year I had a college child going back. So I never was able to do nationals.
Okay.
And Carmen had just already graduated. So this is the first year I could actually go to nationals. It happened to be in Burlington where I could drive.
Right.
So I did Burlington. I did nationals. I came in sixth in the nation. You know, it's a great distance. You know, you know, it was funny because by 10:30 in the morning, I was having breakfast with my husband. I go, I think I like this distance.
this is a walk in the park.
You know, at 10:30, I'm getting, you know, I'm still biking for, I got 5 more hours to bike. But, you know, I love the sport. I love the training. I love the people that are involved in the sport because they truly love the outdoors and they truly respect their athletes, fellow athletes next one, because they know that to swim in the water, open water swim, it's scary. Yeah. And to bike for hours, risking, there's a lot of risk. I mean, you can have a mechanical failure, you can have somebody run into you, things can happen. And then be able to run afterwards, there's a lot of respect.
Right.
So it's a sport that you have respects from your fellow athletes, you have respects from the spectators. And that's a good feeling, that people are very respectful to each other.
With that great ending, we run out of time, Chrissy. I want to thank you. I want to congratulate you for your accomplishments and wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, which I know is going to continue to expand. So.
Thank you. You know, well, I don't know if I'm, you know, I'll stop at 65.
No.
We'll see.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.